Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Chaf He. And we are on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, on the bottom line by the Mishnah. Just one ha'ara from yesterday. The Amoraim got upset yesterday that somebody quoted a statement not in the name of the proper person. They quoted it, they said, how could you say that? That's a drasha from Rav Elazar Amar Rav Oshia. What is so important about saying it in the name of the right person? So we know the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, and the Gemara also tells us that Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, Mevi Geula La'Olam. When somebody says something in the name of someone else, Mevi Geula La'Olam, they bring a Geula to the world. The question is, you know, many ask, what's so good about that? Okay, so I don't take the credit that I shouldn't take, but that's maybe Geula La'Olam. That's something amazing to say about Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. So I think we've quoted in the past. There's a maimer by the Matnas Chaim by Rabbi Tzio Solomon in one of his svarim relating to this regarding Pesach, and he says maybe Geula La'Olam based on a gra means that someone who recognizes the cycle of events in the world. That's what maybe Geula La'Olam means. It means one gives credit, not just you say something in the name of somebody else, but I give credit for events or for actions to others. Right? He quotes a Maharau and the other Mepharshim that gives an amazing shot to the Medrash that we know. The Medrash tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moda who he was, while Yosef wasn't, right? Yosef was called an Ish Mitzri and he didn't speak up, and Moshe Rabbeinu did speak up. So what does that mean? The Medrash. I'll read you the Medrash. Because it showed when Yisro asked his daughters, Madu miharten bo yom, heshivu ish mitzri silanu miyad aroim. Right? And I'm sorry, the opposite. And Moshe didn't, right? What does it mean, ish mitzri silanu miyad aroim? We're not going to go relating to the pshat of Yosef versus Moshe, but there's another medrash on that pasuk. An ish mitzri sebi. So what's the simple interpretation? That Moshe Rabbeinu was being called the ish mitzri here. And he didn't say a word, and that's what's being referred to by the daughters of Yisro. But if you look in the medrash on that pasuk in the Tanchuma gives a mashal. Mashal la'echad shenishacho ha'arod. There was somebody who was bitten by a type of animal. Let's call it a snake. It's not really, but a snake. V'haya rusli te'ragav ha'mayim. And he runs to put his foot in the water to wash it out. Nasdu lenar v'yaroa tinok echad sheyishokei ba'mayim. When he gets to the water, he sees there's a baby drowning in the water. And he needs help, but he's there, and he saves the baby. V'shalach yadav etzilo. Amar lo atinok, the baby says, oh, thank God, were it not for you, I would have died. So the man says, don't thank me, thank the snake. Because the snake's the only reason that I'm at the water. Obviously the snake didn't do it, but he recognized that the snake caused the events. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu. Not like the negative. Oh, Ish Mitzri, and he didn't complain about the Ish Mitzri. But, no, Ish Mitzri Silanu, the Mitzri that made me run out of Mitzrayim and caused me to come here. Or the Ish Mitzri that I killed. And that made me in danger when I come here. Ish mitzri tzilanu miyad aroin. Also mitzri shaharagti hu hitzil eschem. Lekach amru la'avien ish mitzri klomer mi garam lazeh sheyavo etzleinu ish mitzri saharag. What does that mean? It means Moshe Rabbeinu recognized that he happened to be the right man in the right place at the right time. But he never took credit to it for himself. That's a person who lives his life with the attitude of Omer Davo B'Shem Amro. I don't think I'm the center. I don't think I'm the one that is deserving. And that's what it means. What does it mean, maybe Geula La'Olam? That Hashem will choose you to bring a Geula La'Olam. Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro, none other than Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe Geula La'Olam, he's the one that Hashem will choose to bring the Geula. Right? That's why Esther, Mordechai and Esther, when Mordechai's famous pasuk of Esther, if it's not you, then Revach Vatzala, right, will come from a different place. And Esther realizes that, okay, she realized her place in history, and then she starts to accomplish, again, maybe Geula La'Olam through these types of people. Okay, there's a lot more there, but there's a lot to do today. Says the Mishnah now, Chaf Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom. Ein Karin, velo, we don't tear our clothes, one doesn't tear their clothing. Velo Choltze, they don't uncover their shoulder. Velo Ein Mavrin, and we don't have the Seudas Havra. Shemeshim machlokas tosas in the rush, first day or first meal, right? We say first meal. Ela krovav shalmes. The only people who do this are the relatives of the niftar. What is this referring to? So this is a machlokas we've shown him. Is this mishnah talking about a weekday or about yantif? It's a machlokas. How do you understand this? If you look in the Rambam, if you look in the Tosfos, it sounds like it's talking about yantif. meaning these actions are mandated by relatives, and therefore they do it, and they're allowed to do it even on Yontif. When it comes to other people, you can't do these on Yontif. Even in cases where you feel very close, but you cannot do it on Yontif. Says Tosas on the bottom Tosas, second line, Nirali Mikan, Sheyesh Havra'a below Avelus, Kagon Beret. I'm sorry, we'll get back to the Tosas. I want to read the Rambam first. The Rambam says here in Hilchas Yontif, he says it Beferish, in Perek Vav, the Rambam says, Ein Karin v'lo Mavrin v'lo Cholten HaKasev b'moed, al HaMeis, el HaKrovav, Shehen Chayovin l'his Abel Olav. Right, only they are allowed to do that, and why are they allowed to? Because they are obligated to do it. If you look in the Ritva quotes the Rambam and says, no, I think it's talking about weekday. These are the only people that are obligated to do it, but other people have the choice. But they're obligated to do it. If you look at Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi, related, and then he says, Nira Limika, now we can see the Tosfos, Mashma, Sheyesh Havra below Avelus. Sometimes you can have a Sudas Havra without Avelus, like on Yontif. On Yontif, the man better not be Avelus, but he still might do the Sudas Havra after the Kfura. So, okay, it relates to our issue, but the Rambam and the Ritva are Beferish. Last line, the Mavrin El Amita Zekufa. The Sudas Havra is done, though, on an upright bed, not a turned over bed. This could be where the Rambam gets this from. The Rambam, who says, Ein Mavrin only, Krov of Shalmeis, is saying, but because it's talking about Yontif, you do something different, that you do it on a Mita Zekufa. If you say like the Ritva, that it's talking about a weekday, what does this line mean? What does this line mean? So it might mean that the people who give the Suda, Ein Mavrin Ella, doesn't mean the people who are giving have to be on a Mita Skufa. Or it might mean, there are some Rishonim that say the Suda Savra itself is done on an, even though the Avil has to sit on a low chair, but if the Suda Savra, you can sit on a regular Mita. Okay, different day is, how do you read this, that line? If you say that it is talking about weekday. Either way, says the Gemara, V'yafilu chacham, even a chacham, even on a big chacham, one does not have any, let's go now with the Ritva shot. Talking about a weekday, there's no inyanim of avelus for a chacham, on a weekday for anyone else, v'atanya, but doesn't the Brisa say, chacham shemeis, Hakol Krovav, if a Chacham dies, everyone are his relatives. Hakol Krovav Stalka Daitach, what does that mean? Everyone's his relatives. El Hakol Kikrovav, everyone is like his relatives. Meaning, they have to act like it. Hakol Klarin Lefot, Alav, Hakol Choltsin Alav, Hakol Mavrin Alav Berachava. Everyone does certain halachas of Avelus, if a Chacham dies. So how can the Mishnah say that it does not apply? Okay, even according to the Rambam is saying that these are must be done on Yontif, but obviously on weekday too. But ask the Gemara, but a Chacham has nothing. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzri Chadalav Chachamu. You're right, the Mishnah is talking about a non-Chacham case. A non-Chacham case, so then that would not require any Inyani of Avelus regarding people who are not a Chacham. V'i Adam Kasher, who? Chiyuvim Mechayev L'mikra. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. But if a person is an Adam Kasher, he's an upstanding individual. We'll have to define an Adam Kasher. You also have to be Korea. The Tanya. Why do one's children, Achmad al-Aslan, die young? So that he cries and he mourns for an Adam Kasher. Says the Gemara, what? Yivkev Yisabel. Arvona Kashoka Mine. What, you're taking security before something happens? Somebody didn't do anything wrong yet. And you're doing something for against him? So that can't be what it means. So clarify. Ella mipnei shelobacha vihis aval adam kasher. Because the person didn't. They already did not mourn properly in adam kasher. Shekala bocha umis aval adam kasher mochlin lo kalavanosav vishvel kavuch asalo. Because if somebody is bocha umis aval adam kasher, so then he has mechilas avonos. So question mark. So you see that even in adam kasher there are certain nihukim of avelus. So the Gemara answers, okay, the lav adam kasher who. The Mishnah is not talking about a case of an Adam Kasher, and therefore there is no Inyanim of Avelus. What is an Adam Kasher? Who is an Adam Kasher? So the Rosh's definition here in Simin Nun Tes, the Rosh's definition of an Adam Kasher is, quotes, Adam Kasher, let's just find it, these are long Simanim. Because of Rabbeinu Meir, he quotes his Rebbe, the Maharam Mirutenberg. Lo yadana, mahu nikra adam kasher. What does it mean, Adam Kasher? Venira li, kiva delo sonu le shumane, he has no negative rumors about him, ve'eno chashud al shumaveira, velo bita al shum mitzvah, elash in gogo batorah, hu nigra kasher. Right, upstanding Jew, as we would say in Yiddish, an erlich hayid. A good Jew, that's an Adam Kasher. Meaning someone who's not known as the greatest Talmud Chacham in the world, but he's a person who makes a proper living, and he acts honestly. Says the Rosh, that is an Adam, that is an Adam Kasher. If you look on the Shulchan Aruch, so do these halachas apply today? If we hear about the death of an Adam Kasher, who's not related to us, generally we do not. Right? There is no Nihugim of Avelis Bezman Hazeh. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Mem, that's the Simen about Kriya, Al Adam Kasher She'eno Chashed Al Shum Aveira V'lo Al Shum Bittul Mitzvah. He quotes our Rush. V'lo Sani Shumane Afa Bi She'eno Gado Batora Afa Bi Shalo Amad B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama. Even though one wasn't in the room, Chayiv L'Kroa Alei. This is a Chayiv Kriya. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that. V'hu She'omed Shum Bein Misa L'Kfura. That's only if you are there after death, before Kvura. What does it mean, there? Shach. Mash b'ksashi, nechayev l'kroa, ela b'funav. B'funav. If you were in front of the mace, if somebody went to be with the mace, they're the shomer. The shach says, v'li nire, ke harash v'atur, d'afilu omeid b'beiso. Chayev l'kroa, afilu eino omeid alav. Kishe yada b'emisa l'kvura. V'ayin shom, v'li nire, gandasa mechaber kein, that I think the Shulchan Aruch quotes that also. Miyo idna, nagu l'haka v'chalinyin. Shach adds on, we don't do any of these kriyas anymore, but this is, up until, through the days of the Rishonim, seemed to be, this was something that was, if somebody was in the house of the Niftar, or going to the Levaya, that didn't count, because then everybody would have to. So maybe it just means beforehand. Beforehand, if one was around, not only Shach Yisiyas Hashem, but that was the Minhag, it's not the Din, that was the Minhag. Chayav L'Kro Alav, V'Shom Yishem Emisa L'Kfura, V'Tamidich HaChamim P'tur Mikriyazu, V'Yesh Omrim, the Rama adds, saying, Chayav L'Kro Alav Adam Kasher, Elam Kain Omid Alav B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama, Aval Chayav Livko, Su'la Hisabel Alav, V'Cheinu Agul HaKel. Right, the Shach quotes the Rama, that is the Minhag, to be Mako, Bizman Hazeh. Let's go to the next line. Let's go to the next line in the Gemara. So first, before we get there, just one Hosafa also, when it says here that what does it mean? Boche umisaba adam kasher. Two other points. Number one, why is this the punishment? Why is this mida keneged mida of being boche al adam kasher? So the Maharsha, not here. This Gemara also comes up in Shabbos, but the Maharsha says, "What is the onish mida keneged mida? Because she'onis eba mida keneged mida al she'oso adam nimna milivkos al adam kasher lachen yemusu banav shem tanim shem shalochatov yivka aleim." I'll give you. You know, it's like on Tisha B'Av, right? Bechia ladoros and bechia lachina. Right, there was nothing to cry about, and then we have something to cry about. The Maharsha says, "So Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Rachman Aslan, will give us something to cry about." Even in the days of Boche Umisabel, that was the custom, the Ramban says that it wasn't it might not have been mamish, like regular inyanim of Avelus that was done as a Karov did it. It just meant something that was made a person take part in the event, right? Maybe Kriya, but it doesn't mean literally Misabel, even though that's the Lashon of the Gemara here. Okay, so far we have tearing for a chacham, we have tearing for an adam kasher, and now we have e 12th line or so. E dekoy hasam b'shas yitzias neshama chiyuvim mechayvi. 1 second, if somebody is there at the time that the neshama leaves, there's also a chiyuv to tear. Detanya, as the Brisa says, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, ha'omid alam eis b'shas yitzias neshama chayv l'kroa. If somebody's in the room b'shas yitzias neshama, they have to tear kriya, they have to rent their garment. L'mazet domeh. What is this comparable to? The Sefer Torah Shenisraf, Shechayev L'Kroa, like a Sefer Torah that gets burned, Rachman al-Islan. Sefer Torah that falls, there's a separate discussion, but here, Shenisraf, Chayev L'Kroa, question mark. So why isn't that in the Mishnah? Why the heck of the Mishnah say that there's only limitations of Inkarin, Ella, relatives? Okay, the Mishnah's talking about a case. This is not true. The Mishnah's not talking about a case of a Chacham, or an Adam Kasher, or someone who was there, B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama. What's the comparison between a Sefer Torah and a person? Rashi. Rashi on top. First Rashi. The Torah kruya ner. The Torah is called a candle, ner mitzvah v'torah or, and a neshama is called a candle. As it says, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. So the Torah is called a candle, and the person is called a candle. So says the Marsha here. Now this is the Marsha here, that we know, the Neshama lights up the goof. The Neshama lights up the goof, and therefore, that is the comparison. And when a Neshama leaves, and when a Torah leaves, both of them are reason for crying. That's what the Marsha says. Mikra Maisi Torah Gufa Kruya Or Ratzalomar Doma LeSefer Torah Haynu HaMitzvos Sheksuvim BeSefer Torah Shal Yedei HaNeshama Mekayim Osama Adam BeYivarei HaGuf. The mitzvahs written in the Sefer Torah are fulfilled by the Neshama in my Guf, and therefore they are comparable. That is Rashi here. If you look in the Ramban, in Torah Sa'adam, I don't know how many times we mentioned this yet in this Masechta, it's about time. The Ramban has a separate sefer called Torah Sa'adam, besides its commentary on Hashas, and Torah Sa'adam is all about inyanim of basically Choli and Misa. The Ramban sefer on almost every discussion in Halacha comes from the Torah Sa'adam, the Shulchan Aruch, and he has Inyan Sakana and Vidui Refuah. I'm just reading the table of contents. Petira Kriya Mesa Mita Lafanav Hespit Kura Koanim Shar Ha'avel Shar Ha'gemul. There's all different areas. That's the Ramban and Torah Sa'adam. So if you look in the first few lines of Inyan Kriya, it's on page Nun Aleph in the standard edition, says the Ramban. He quotes our Gemara, Rechayev Lekroa, because it's like a Sefer Torah in Yisrael. Then he quotes Rashi, a Rashi that we don't have. Right? Another proof. It's not really Rashi. It's Rashi on the Rif. This Rashi is similar to that Rashi. Pierce Rashi Zal. Sha'adayin hayazeh yochol lulmod v'havi Sefer Torah. Because the person was like a Sefer Torah, because he could have learned more. Not the Afka because of the Nair. He could have learned more. That is the Ramban. The Ramban says, I don't like this pshat, because then, what about women? You have to differ. Women don't have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Ulefi apirish hazeh nireh, shei mitzvazu no heges benashim, el afilu haya omei b'shas yisiyas hashama, ein chayev lekroa. V'koshe hadavar lomar. It's difficult to say that, and then he has a line, v'koshe hadavar lomar she yikru al ha'asid. It's hard to say that you're going to tear for something in the future. Oh, you're tearing for the Torah that he did not get to learn. No. Pashas of Kriyas, you're tearing for something that occurred. You lost somebody who... something occurred in the past. Just parenthetically, I find it interesting that the Ramban here finds it difficult to say, oh, you can't tear for something in the future, while he does have a parallel comment where he does accept something about the future. Remember the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about Nazir. Why do we bring a carbon chatos when a person finishes being a Nazir? So the Rambam says, because he tortured himself. Wine and lo dayecha mashasra Torah. Right, the Torah says you're allowed to have wine, and you didn't have wine, so you have to do tshuva for that. The Ramban, if you remember, says the Nazir is a good thing. So he can't say that's the reason for a Karban Chatas. So the Ramban Apash the Nazir says, you know why he brings a Chatas? Because he's stopping from being a Nazir. Al Shem Ha'asid. So there the Ramban accepts that you could do an action, a Karban Al Shem Ha'asid, but Kri Al Shem Ha'asid he can't accept. It's not a problem, but it's ironic. Interesting. So the Ramban says, continuing here, and if you're tearing about the future, you should only tear Bizroa in a case where you can't save it. Okay, so the Ramban gives his own shot. So we have Rashi here, about the Neshama connection. We have Rashi al Arif, which the Ramban quotes, and that is, oh, you're tearing for the Torah that the person was not able to learn. And then the Ramban himself says, V'linira shahanefesh baguf ka'azkaros bigvilin. The soul in the body is like the names of Hashem on the cloth of a Torah. Umasho ba'almahu. And it's just a general mashal. Don't focus so much on it. Lomar shu hefsid gadol v'charada rabba. V'chayev adam lekro alei ki'ilu nisrav sefer Torah lefanav. It's such a tragedy, it's like a Torah was burned in front of you. But you don't have to, it's more of a parallel than a, you don't have to focus so much on the content. That's what he says. Inami. Finally, Yesh Lomar, Kishem Shekaran Aleha, Kachkaran Alma Kaime Mitzvoseha, Shebisrefasa, Ovdin Mitzvah Shel Ksiva, Ube Misas Oseh, Ovdin Mitzvah Shel Maisa. He says, think of all the mitzvahs, all the work that the sofer did for so many years, for a year, all the hours that he put in. So that's being destroyed. So you're tearing like the Torah is being burned when a person dies because he lost mitzvah, this Sefer Torah, the mitzvahs are destroyed, and now the person, all the mitzvahs that he did are no longer, the representative of those mitzvahs are no longer here. Okay, a lot of discussions about how you compare the Sefer Torah to a person. One final halacha l'maisa point, and that is, I've had in the Shiloh in the past. What about medical personnel that work in a hospital, that are work on the in certain wards that, Rahman al-Aslan, many times there are people that expire, right? They have to kriya every time. Let's say they're in a, right, a doctor is with three patients in one day. It's a tough day, right? So what's the halacha? So the poskim are mako. Poskim are mako regarding this, that they do, the minhag olam is to be mako. Even, let me add, even if they're wearing their own clothing, if they're wearing the hospital uniform, they're wearing a white coat that was given to them by the hospital, it really doesn't belong to them, you know, they just were given to it, say for sure, yishmakam lahakel, if it's not your clothing. But even if it is, the Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham quotes from Ritzitz Eliezer, that one can be mako. I'm reading from the English, as is well known. Those who are present when someone dies do not tear kriya at all, not religious doctors, other caregivers, or members of the burial society. The Chevra Kadisha. Right? So what's the Svara? So, says the Ritzitz Eliezer, I have heard it said that if it were not so, no one would wish to be at the side of a person when he dies. And this is the reason why the members of the Bikur Cholim Society in Yerushalayim do not tear kriya. Meaning people would want to be there. You want people to be there, Pshat Zizya Sashama, right, to give Kavod HaMeis. And if they know that they'll always have to tear Kriya, they'll always try to get somebody else to be there. And therefore, they are not allowed. As the doctors and the nurses in the hospital is another reason, the outer garment that they wear is not theirs, but belonged to the hospital. It was not given to them to be torn. And Rav Adi Yosef also is Mako like this, like the Sizzle Yezer. He quotes Rav Moshe, that is a little more Machmer, but that is the Minog, that, medical personnel do not tear Kriya. They are more of the official relationship and not the personal. Okay. Continuing. Last skinny line. Ki noach nafshei de Rav Safra. When Rav Safra died, lo kor rabbanan alei, the rabbanan did not tear on him. Rav Safra, one of the greats. Amri lo garmina mine. They said, oh, we didn't learn from him. We didn't learn from him, and therefore he's not our Rebbe. Lo garmina mine. Amr lo abaya. Abaya says, what are you doing? Ki tanya harav shemes, chacham shemes tanya. Doesn't say your Rebbe that died. Like we had above, chacham shemes. So what are you talking about? V'od, and also, call yoma shmeisa bepumen b'mei medrusha. You quote him every day in the base medrush. So what are you talking about that you never learned anything from him? Sover my dahavahave. So they thought, you know what? Okay, we blew it. Nothing to do now. We blew it. When it was, my dahavahave. Amr lo abaya, no, tanina. Chacham calls man she'oskim behesped v'chayav and lekroa. As long as they are involved in the hesped, so there's still a chi of kriya. As long as hespedim are still being given. Sover lemikol la'alta, like, okay, we're still in like the week of hespedim, so I'll tell you right now. Amr lo abaya, tanya, chacham kvodim hespedim. Wait till you're at a hesped. Wait till you're at a hesped, and then tear then. That would be the most coven for the niftar. Asks the chasam sofer, how could these Rabbana not know this halacha? Well, what was the chiddush that Abaya was teaching them? They didn't know? Suggest the Chassam Sofer, maybe he was an unbelievable chacham, but during his lifetime, he wrote more of his chiddushim down. He didn't teach it. That's why he was called Rav Safra. He was called Rav Safra for that, so they didn't realize his greatness and how much they learned from him until afterwards. Chassam Sofer says, right now, what does he tell them? Right now, you're quoting him in the base medrash. Now you realize. It all comes from him. He was a chacham. He was your Rebbe. They didn't realize who he was. Maybe that's why they didn't realize. Weiter. Ki noach nafshei de Rav Huna. The rest of the daf here is many different stories about hespedim and what happened at the end of people's lives. Ki noach nafshei de Rav Huna. When Rav Huna died, sover lo suve sefer Torah purya. They wanted to put a sefer Torah on the bed next to him. Right on the equal with him. Puriya is a bed, it's an aron, it's a coffin. They wanted to put a Torah there. Where does this come from? It comes from Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama discusses the end of the first parak, Daf Yud Zayin. The covet Osu Lo Bamoso. They did a covet at the end of Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda's life. What did they do? Sheyatsu Milafana. There were many different people who went out Chalutei Kasef. That's not such a covet. Ela shehi nichu sefer Torah al mitaso. They put a sefer Torah next to the coffin. Va'amru kiyem zeh mashakasev bazeh. And they said, this person was mekayem, what is written in here. Right, that is the line. Kiyem zeh mashakasev bazeh. V'yaha'idna, and then that's the lashes here too. They wanted to do that. They wanted to put a a Sefer Torah next to the bed. Amalu Rav Chisda, Milsa de Bechayeha lo Svirale, something that in his lifetime that he didn't hold up. He held it was Asur. Hashta Lekum Levidle. Now we're going to do for him? Damar Rav Tachlifa, after Rav Tachlifa said, Ana Chazite le Rav Huna, I saw Rav Huna Devoy Lemesa Vaporya. Right, the way they wanted to put it. Put it on the bed, on the coffin. Vavimanach Sefer Torah Alei. He wanted to sit down on a bed. And there was a Sefer Torah there. The Masas of Sefer Torah Alei. Vikaf Kad Arara. He turned over a jog on the ground. Vaosef Sefer Torah Ilave. And he put a Sefer Torah on the Kad so that he wouldn't sit on the bed with the Sefer Torah. Almakasavar Asur Leshev Al Gabi Mita Shesefer Torah Munach Alei. So you see, Rav Huna held that was Asur. So how can you do that to him? Right after he died. Right? You have to at least follow his own shitos. So, lo avinafik purya, so they didn't. Fine. Let's continue the story with Rav Huna. Lo avinafik, we'll get back to the lashon of Noach Nafshe. Remind me. Lo avinafik purya mi baba. The bed wouldn't go out of the door. They had him on the coffin. It was too wide. Wouldn't go out. They were going to move it up to the roof and like get him out through a window. No, we have a misora mine from him, from Rav Huna. Gotta go out the door. Can't go out through an unusual way. It's not covered for Rav Huna. They were going to switch coffins. They had a bed that he was on, a stretcher kind of thing. Right? They were going to switch and get a skinnier one. Now we learned from him. First bed. First place he put the niftar. That's where. How do we know that? As the Pasuk says, when they brought the Aron back to Yerushalayim from Beit Shemesh, right, they put it on the new agala, the new one that they had received. They didn't take another new one. They just put it on the agala chadasha. Paros baba bafkua. So what they do? They broke the door. Nothing else to do. They broke the door. They made it wider. And therefore, they were able to take Rav Huna out. Before we get to what was said at Rav Huna's Levaya, couple of points. Number one is all the achronim here ask. The Rishonim implicitly discuss it. But first, look at Rashi. Rashi says here, again, Rashi in quotes, what does it mean, agala chadasha? Osa agala sheshigruhu plishtimba. We know the Aron was taken, and then all the plagues happened to the plishtims, they sent it back, then it stayed in Beit Shemesh for a while. So that agala that was sent back from the plishtim, upa osa agala heviu david mibes avinadav l'ir david. They brought it to, they had the parade, bringing it back to Yerushalayim. That's Rashi. The problem is, this Rashi is mefurish against the Pasuk in Navi. Pasuk in Navi says, when they got the agala back from the plishtim, they chopped it up. They chopped it up. They didn't use it. So what's Rashi talking about here? What's he talking about here that this was the Agala Chadasha? That's a question that all the Achronim deal with. How could this, what we have in Rashi, how could he suggest that this was the Agala Chadasha? It is a Beferish against what it says in Navi. So all the Mefarshim and the Ein Yaakov discuss it, and others. The Meiri here says, it doesn't mean the first one, Agala Chadasha. Doesn't mean the original one. He argues. He says it was the one that was, they have a new one now, the first one that they put the Aron in now, and they didn't change it from after. They put it into an Aron until they brought it to Yerushalayim. You have the whole story of Peretz Uzzah, where maybe he wanted to change it, that possibly, says the Meiri, was a pshat, but that is a big discussion here, what Rashi exactly is talking about. The Meiri also discusses why they put him on this type of open mita. As we're going to see, he was brought to Eretz Yisrael. So why didn't they just put him into a coffin, an aron? Says the Meiri, Yesha Shalin, ki b'masha amr ki noach nafshi de Rav Huna, v'avinafik purya ababa, sover l'shashul derek agos, v'alo be'eretz Yisrael ha'elu, as we'll see soon. Uma inyan lamita hayalem lohotzio ba'arono hanaseh lo lohotzio v'lahalos l'Eretz Yisrael. Should have put him in an aron. Miri here is an important historical fact. Ela shemitoch kach pirshu gedolei hamafarshim. He quotes the Ravid, which we don't have this Ravid, but he quotes a Ravid that says, you know what the minhag was in those days? When they brought him up to Eretz Yisrael, they first buried them in Bavel. till Ichul HaBasar. And after that, they brought them to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Meiri. Kol olam kvar likaver be'Eretz Yisrael hayu nikvar in tchila b'mkoman ad sheyisachal habasar ula osa kfura hayu motzino sobamita. And then, after that, they would take him in an Aron. And the Meiri also, based on this Meiri, you can say, we're going to see in a couple of minutes, that they would, that when they came to Eretz Yisrael, there were some people who weren't sure whether Shildo Kayemis, the skeleton, was still there or not. What do you mean they didn't know? He just died. It's just, he didn't just die. Right, this was the minug that they used to do there. And again, it was outside, so it wasn't considered likarat samos like we had earlier shalol tzarech. It was outside that they were going to bring him to Eretz Yisrael. Why did they delay? Maybe it was more kavod amazed that it wouldn't putrefy on the way there and become disgusting. They waited for it to, you know, first putrefy in the ground, didn't smell anymore, and then they took it. You know, it must have been for kavod amazed. But again, we see, as we discussed a couple of days ago, the idea of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. If you look here, we don't have time to go through it. The Maariz Chayis, here quotes Rav Yaakov Emden, Rav Yonatan Eibishitz, I'm sorry, from the Aris Dvash, who gives another pshat of this Gemara. What does it mean, the Agala Chadasha? Feel free to look there. Weiter. So, Fanzak Alei Rabbi Abba. Roy Ha'ir Abbeinu Shadish Olav Shechina. Elish Above El Garmalei. Rabbi Abba says that the Levaya, this person was Roy to have the Shechina rest on him. But Bavel was Gorem not. What do you mean he was Roy? Rabbi Yashav explains. There should have been a nace that he could fit through the door. That's what it means, Roy. He would have had it like an Aron is Edom in Amida. So his Aron should have been Edom in Amida. But he wasn't Zochet to that. Wasn't Zochet to that. Really, Maser of Nachman Bar Chizda, Va'amila of Chanan Bar Chizda. 1 minute. There's only Shechin in Eretz Yisrael. Hayo, hayo, Devar Hashem El Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Hakoein Be'eretz Kazdim. Yecheskel and Nevuah. Yecheskel Perag Aleph in Bavel. So what do you mean the Shechin is only shown in Eretz Yisrael? Tafak Le'avuah B'sandalei. So you see, one of Rav Chizda's sons asked this question, right? Either of Nachman or of Chanan. And Rav Chizda was sitting there, he kind of like stepped on his sandal under the table. So nobody would see. He was trying to tell him, you're making a mistake without embarrassing him. So, didn't I say, don't bother people like that? Don't bother people. The simple answer. What does that mean? As we know, as long as it started in Eretz Yisrael, if Yecheskel received Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael first, so then he could receive Nevuah even in Chutz La'aretz. Right, as long as there was a Haskalah in Eretz Yisrael. The Kuzari says, a little differently, Maariz Chayis also quotes this Kuzari in Chelek Beis Simen Yudalit, if it was a Nevuah about Eretz Yisrael, that also works. Right, about Eretz Yisrael, that's the, I don't know, how often do we get to quote a Kuzari? So, got to quote it inside. Says the Kuzari of Yudal Levi, he says, right here, he says, Kol Mishim in Nisnabe, Lo Nisnabe Ki Im Ba'aretz Hazos, O Ba'avura. There's the line. In it or for it. Kach zacha Avraham l'nevuaso arishona kasher tzuvu lo lechaz al aretz hazos lech lecha v'yecheskel v'daniel ba'avurani ba'u achin shneiem roa odes avayis arishom es kavod hashchina. By the way, they were also in Eretz Yisrael, so that also helped. That is the 2 days. Is it, did it start in Eretz Yisrael or was it for Eretz Yisrael? The Meshachachma in Vayigash, we've quoted this Meshachachma in the past on the pasuk of Maros Halayla, where he discusses that Yaakov Avinu was the only Av to have a night vision. The only Av to have a night vision. Maris Halayla. Avram and Yitzchak did not have it. The Torah describes Yaakov having a night vision. Why? Because he says there, he was the Av of Golis. He went down to Mitzrayim. He was the start of the exile. But he was only able to do that because he started off in Eretz Yisrael. He had the Maris Halayla because he started off during the day in Eretz Yisrael. Just like he says, you could have Hector Chalavim Ve'Evarim at night, burning overnight, because it came from Karbanas that were hukrav that day, and just like Nevuah, quotes our Gemara, could be even a Chutz La'aretz as long as you have that connection and it started in Eretz Yisrael. Weiter. Ki asku olahasam, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, Amru le'le Rabbi Amilar of Asi, Rav Huna Asi, Rav Huna's coming. They misunderstood, they thought he was coming alive. Amru, they said, Ki avin olahasam la'vilan l'dli reshimine. When we visited Bavel, we couldn't lift up our heads to him. Meaning, he was in charge. Hasha sin hacha, us are betrayed. Now we left because we wanted to be able to like accomplish something in life. And now he's coming, so forget it. Right? So we're not gonna be able to do anything here either. Amru, no, Amru Aronaba, no, his coffin is coming. Rav Ami Rav Asi Nafik went out to greet him. Rav Ila Rav Chanina Lo Nafik. Ika the Amri Rav Ila Nafik Rav Chanina Lo Nafik. Denafak my time. Why did the people go out to Tanya? Arana over me. Makom lamakom. Omdin la b'shura. Va'omer la berchas avelim. If there's a Leviah passing by, you got to go out. Make a shura. Give berchas avelim. V'tanchumi avelim. So that's why they went out. It was a mitzvah. Delo nafik my time. The ones who did not go out, why not? Titania. Arana over me. Makom lamakom. Ain omdin la b'shura. Va'ain omer la berchas avelim. V'tanchumi avelim. Kashin adadi. Machlokas and Bryces, Stira, Lokasha, Kancha, Sholo Kayemas, Kambisha, Ain Sholo Kayemas. Whether the skeleton is still there. Meaning if the skeleton is not there, what's the pshad? So you don't have to get, there's not as much a chi of kavod. Because maybe the neshama is not there anymore. Right? That's the chilik. So Rav Huna, Sholo Kayemas, Ave. Right? Rav Shino, Rav Huna, it was Kayam. They didn't know. They didn't know that the whole story. So maybe, according to the Meiri's pshat here, they did it till Icho, but there was still Shildo Kayemes, and therefore they should have gone. Again, as I mentioned a couple of days ago, according to most, again, it goes back even to the days of the Gemara, the idea of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Where's the controversy? So I saw yesterday that it's really a Yerushalmi in Ksubis, in the last parak. Second to last parak, where the Yerushalmi says, quotes a deya of Rebbe Bar Kirya, Asur Lahalos. It's Asur to be buried. That's where it comes from, a deya in the Yerushalmi. Shalehem ne'amar va'tavo va'tatamu es artzi. V'chein mevur bezohar. It's also a zohar in Truma. But that is the minhag. The minhag is to follow the other deyas, that it is a special azachus, either because the earth gives kapara, or to say from Gilgal Atzamos, whatever it is. But that is, it's a Yerushalmi in Ksubis. We continue. Amri, Heichaninche, where should we bury him? Rav Huna, Rebates Torah B'Yisrael, Rav Chi, Rebates Torah B'Yisrael. Maybe we should put him next to Rav Chiya, because they were both Marbitz Torah. Haviman, Ma'ayole. Who's going to bring him in, though, to the crypt? Right, Rav, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, in the first parak, in terms of how they used to bury. So, into the cave of Rav Chiya, who's going to go in there? Who's going to go in there? Who's on that level? Amalu Rav Chaga, Anam Ailinale. And they needed somebody. They weren't looking for somebody to be an anav. They needed somebody to step up and take charge. Rav Chaga says, I'll go in. Why? Do kimta l'talmudai, because I was one of his talmidim, and when he was a kiavina bar tamni sreishnin, velochazi le, because, first of all, ukimta l'talmudai can just mean I was proper in my Talmud, and when I was young, I even said Torah in front of him, Ki avina bar timnei sreishnin, when I was 18, v'lochazi lekeri, and I never had a re'iyah even at the age of 18, u'mishama lekameh, and I served him. I served Reb Chiya. V'yadei be'uvdei, and I know his actions. What do you mean I know his actions? Says Rav Yashiv. I was mushpa from him. Right, if we're connected to a gadol, even just viewing the gadol's actions is amazing. Tiyomachad is hapakle ritzua the tefillin. One day, his tefillin strap got turned around. The yasiv ale arbon tanesa. And he sat 40 fast for that. Not because that's meikar adin. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. And the Shulchan Aruch says this does not apply to the straps that go down in front of us. It only applies to the straps that's meikar adin. Meaning the straps on our head that hold the shel rosh in place, and maybe the strap all the way at the top that hold the shel yad in place. But that is what lechatchila we should try to make sure that are not that the black side is out. Ilei, okay, so Rav Chaga brought him in. Havigani Yehuda mimini deavua v'chizki emismale. So again, this is spiritual, right? The two sons of Rav Chiya were on either side of him. Amrle Yehuda lechizkiya, and one of the sons says to the other sons, Kumi duchtech. You know what? One of us got to make room for him. One of us has got to make room for Rav Huna. Right? Bahadi Dekayim, Kom Bahade, as this was occurring, and one of them was getting up, Chizkiya was getting up, Kom Bahade Amud Denura. Suddenly there was some of a bolt of fire that came out. Chazi Rav Chag Eves. Rav Chag is like, whoa! And he ran out. What did he do? Zakvil Arona, he put Rav Huna's Aron up in front of him to shield him, Vinafak Asa. And he went out. Went out. That's the story. So that was as much as he got to bury Rav Huna. The rest was taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hai d'lo Yanis, the fact that he wasn't injured by the fire, he was able to protect himself at least and run out. D'lo Yanis Anash, Mishum Dezakvi La'arona de Rav Huna. Right? He put Rav Huna's coffin up. So what might that mean? It just means that he was Osik B'mitzvah. Shluchei Mitzvah in Nizokin. So even though this fire came out from the Kedusha of the Kever, but he was not He was not hurt by it. Weiter. That's Rav Huna's story. Kinoch Nafshi, the Rav Chizda, before we were talking about Rav Chizda's kids. When Rav Chizda died, Savar lo, Sivi Sefer Torah Purya, same thing. Amelu Rav Yitzchak, Milsa de la Rabbi lo Svirole, Ana Nekam Nevele, something that his Rebbe Rav Huna didn't hold up. We're going to do for him? So you can't do that. Savar de lo le Mishla Karayu, after all of the Talmidim, Torah Kriya, they thought that they can't even put it back together. Right, they can't sew it back together. Amalu Rav Yitzchak Barami, no. Chacham kiven shechziru peneya me'achari amita sholulin. You're allowed to put it back. Not like a father, parent. Not like a parent, you're allowed to put it back. Period. Kinoach nafi the Rabbi Bar Huna for Rav Hamnuna askinu lahasam. When these two great rabbis in Bavel died, they Noach Nafshe, it keeps coming up, so I'm going to do that in a minute. Let's just do one more and get to Amabes. Askin al-Hassam, when the two great rabbis were coming up, they were being taken together from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Kimatu, Agishra, they came to a bridge, a skinny bridge, a Gesher Tsar Ma'od, right? And only one of them could get by at once, right? So who was going to go first? Kamu Gamli, the camel stopped. The camel stopped. They weren't budging. Armalu Ahutaya. So, this Arab merchant says, "My hi, what's going on? What are we waiting for?" Amrulei Rabbanan to Ka'avdi Yakra Adati. They're each giving cover to each other. Mar Amar Marneil Bereisha. Mar Amar Marneil Bereisha. They're each saying, "No, you go first. No, you go first." Right? So none of the camels wanted to go. Amar. So this Arab merchant says, "One second. Dinahu de Rabba Bar Huna Leil Bereisha. Rabba Bar Huna should go first. Why should he go first?" The Mefarshim explain, because that's what he said, Bar Huna, meaning because he's a Tzadik Ben Tzadik, right? So he is the Schus Avos also, so he should go first. So Chalav Gamle de Rabba Bar Huna, so Rabba Bar Huna went first. Even though he was correct, this Taya was a little bit Chutzpedik to the other Amora, to Rav Hamnuna. So what happened? Nasr Kiche Vishine de Hutaya, his teeth fell out. Okay, the Mefarshim explain why, if he was, right, so why did he have that? Why did he have that punishment? But either way, that's what happened. Pasach. Now we're about to come up to. Now we get into the Gemara Hespedim. We just spoke about other stories about taking people, and now we're going to get to Hespedim. So even just as an introduction. Okay, first I'll get back to Noach Nafshe. The Rav Chaim Ivalajin, in Ruach Chaim says, "What is the lashon of Noach Nafshe come from?" Whenever the Gemara says a person dies, it says Noach Nafshe. So he quotes. I should have mentioned this in the Parsha Shir, but I didn't remember it then. We spoke Wednesday night in the Parsha Shir about life is a war. Life is a war. We quoted this from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Right? Ki seitzel ha-melchama alay vecha. Life is a war. What kind of war? Even though the ultimate brachi in life is shalom, life is a war between us and our Yisahara. Says the Ruach Chaim. V'davar zeh. This is in the first Mishnah in the sixth parak, where the Mishnah says that a person who is, what does Torah do to a person? It makes a person into a tzaddik, chassid, yashar, naman. So what are those four types of people? That's what the Rav Chaim Ivalajin is talking about here. So he says, V'davar zeh b'yachalto lasos im kol yamav mis'ameitz lilcho milchamto v'lo yisrape me'habit b'chol derachav shelo yuchal latzudu v'lakachaz nafshu misham. You got to fight every day, getting out of bed every day, having kavan and davening every day, not talking lashon hara. Ki yitzahara miluman milchama minoar. He's a great warrior, this yitzahara. V'lachein ma'od tzarich lehiskaber alav v'miskaber alav v'inonot teklal miderech haTorah. If you've overcome, that's a tzaddik. That's the first stage. V'im yargil bazeh v'yosev alav zeiris. Not only have you overcome, but you even take precautions. You go further. That's a chassid. Ach kol zman hayosef chay al adama, but as long as you're alive, hu b'torach rav b'masra melchama, it's going to be a fight. V'lachein karu chachamim misa sadikim noach nafshe, ki oz yanuach hamishkava. Because then you're resting. Then we're resting. No more fighting. No more yetzahara. When a person dies, that is noach nafshe. And even though chachamim say the last half in brachas, tamidir chachamim im lemenucha bolam azehu bolam abal v'cholu, that's a different type of melchama. Right, but in general, he says that's why we have a lashon of Noach Nafshe. Okay, but now we get into the Gemaras of Hespedim. And just to introduce, the Ritva says, once we talk about Hespedim, Ra'ui lomar al ha-meis me'inyani ha-meis shivchosav. Right, you have to say shevach to ha-meis. Va'akol lefi mashuhu ke'ein ma'asav. V'yafilu laharbos davar she'eno haflaga. As we know, you're allowed to exaggerate a drop. That's the halacha. according to Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to exaggerate your job. Why? Because mistam, if this person didn't have life situations going on him, meaning all the tirdas, he probably would have done a little better even. So you're allowed to even exaggerate a little bit. Not crazy, not lie totally, but that's the halacha. Exaggerate a little. Ein mosifin batchila avo mosifin ala ikr. Klomar, im yesh lo shum ikr bishvachos, rashon laharich bikvod oksas. Right, that is the Shulchanar, that is the Ritva. If he's nothing, if he's a zero, if he never learned, never did mitzvahs, he's just he's not an Adam Kasher could always be Mosif. So then, just talk in general, it's terrible when people die, and give a, just dreader hesped gadol, inyan hesped klali, lahaskir hesped v'chisar and ameis derek klal, says the Ritva. But again, a person can't make up a story if a person, doesn't deserve it. But again, generally, all other anashim ksherim, like most of who we know, almost all of who we know, is deserving of a tremendous hesped. Again, and the Gemara says elsewhere, Chazal say elsewhere, kishem she nifran minha niftarin kach nifra'in min hasafdanim. Meaning it's a very serious issue, just like the schar v'onish for the niftar, the schar v'onish for the maspid. It's a very scary discussion, but one has to be very aware and know the achrayus of what a hesped is. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Shin Mem Dalet, mitzvah gedola la'hasped ala meis karoi, u'mitzvah so she'arim kolo lomar alav dvarim ha'mashaber nesalev, kdei laharbos b'chiyo la'hasker shivcho, va'asur la'hasker la'haflik b'shivcho yoser midai, ela maskirin midas tovah shebo, u'mosifan b'hem ksas, rak shalo yafkid, v'im lo ha'yib midas tovah klal, lo yisker alav chacham chasid, maskirin la'hem, right, you have to find something nice to say. And then the men and women, right, and everything that one could find to say about them. And that's, again, before the Kfura. You could quote Psukim L'Kavod HaMeis, you could quote Divrei Torah L'Kavod HaMeis. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. There is an interesting, in the beginning of Hilchas Hesped, right here, the Piskei Tshuva quotes that when the Pnei Yoshua died, he left in his Tzava no Esvedim. And generally, if you somebody leaves in their tzava, then you have to listen to the tzava. But the Nodeb Yehuda, who was the God of Adar at the time, says, sorry, we don't have to listen. Right? Ayin tshuva is tshuva me'ava. That's the Talmud of the Nodeb Yehuda. Sheherech sham, hevi shem b'shem Rabbeinu ha'gon ba'al Nodeb Yehuda zal. She'amar be'eish she'hispid la'gon ba'al Pnei Yoshua. Af she'tziva shalol la'spido, ain't shomim azeh. Lefishu rabon shal kol b'nei ha'gola, rashka b'hag. But when it comes to the God Adar, I'm doing it anyway. Right? The door needs to hear about it. Okay, Vaiter. That's in general about Espeta. Pasach, Aleahu Yanuka. So a young child started being maspid. But again, there's a lot of symbolism in all these Espeta. We're going to try to throw in a few points here and there. But again, you should know there's a lot more here. Look in the Mefarshim. In this Agada, Geza Yeshishim Alemi Bavel, a root of great family came up from Bavel. The Imo Sefer Melchamos. With him was the Sefer Melchamos. Either this means, like we were just talking about, he overcame during his lifetime, or it means the other rabbi that's with him, Rav Hamnuna, is full of Sefer Melchamos. Rashi quotes a couple of different days, Sefer Torah or the other rabbi. Kas v'kipod huchbalu, kas v'kipod, right? These are lessons of klala. It has been doubled. Liros b'shoda b'shever. We see our destruction, right? We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu took these rabbis. Haba Mishinra, that comes from Bavel. Katzav olalama, he was angry at his olam. V'chamas mimenu nefashos, he took the souls. V'samach b'hem kekala chadasha, and he's happy with them like a new kala. What does it mean like a new kala? A new kala says in the Margolius HaShas. There's a lot of the Margolius HaShas on these Zadafim. A new kala, what does it mean, new kala? Rahmanul Salam, let's say somebody lost their young wife. They lost their wife, or even their wife, and they have little kids. When they get remarried, it's bittersweet. It's bittersweet. They're happy, but they're, it's a little, very difficult. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, when he takes Tzadikim, and he's very happy to have them with him, he feels bad for those who are left. Feels that Kadosh Baruch Hu also is in pain for those who are left, right? Yoker Hashem, right? We say in Hallel, Yoker Beni Hashem Amafsal Chasida, right? It's difficult for him. Rochev Aravos Sas V'Samech B'Voy Lav Nefesh Taki V'Sadik, meaning you have to read it together. Even though he's happy to have the pure soul, but it's like a Kala Chadash, like a new Kala. Like a kala that's right, not like a kala, like a kala chadasha that is just new now. Kinoch nafshi the ravina pasak alehu safdana. This the maspid said tzmarim O date trees, he kneel rosh al tzaddik katamar, wave your head like a tzaddik. The top. Nasim lelos ki yamim, al mesim lelos ki yamim. We have to put nights like days, because they did that in Torah. Day and night was nothing for them, right? They had equal day and night. Amalei Ravashi lebar kipuk. Bar kipuk was a professional hesped giver. So Rav Ashi said to Bar Kippuk, Hahu Yoma my Amrit. On that day, what are you going to say? So something he's talking about himself. No, what are you going to say about me? Right? Omar Le, Amina, I'm going to say as follows. Famous line. Im ba'arazin nafla shel hebes, mayazo azevo yakir. If the cedar trees, if there was a fire in the cedar trees, and there are no more cedar trees, the tallest trees, what are the azovim, the little hyssops, going to say? Meaning, oy vey. Why Dafka did Rav Ashi worry about what's going to be said? So Mefarshim explained, because he knew he was the end of the stage. He knew he was the end, like we spoke about the past couple of days, the Baal Masori, put together the Gemara, Ravina and Rav Ashi. So he was saying, are you going to get it right that this was the end of the stage of the Hasimas HaTalmud? That's the one of the answers given. Livyasan Bechika Huala. If the Livyasan was caught by a hook, meaning the greatest fish, Mayasu Degeirakak, what are we little fish going to do? Binachal Shotef Naflachaka. There was a trap set by the great rivers, Mayasu Megavim. What are the little ponds going to do? Basically, we're all little. Amar le bar avin chas v'shalom. How can you use this lashon? Dechika v'shalheves b'tzadiki amina. You're saying that they were caught, they were trapped, there was a fire. Even though it's beautiful, it's not the right lashon. Umay amart. Okay, what would you say? Amina, I would say as follows. Bechula veilim velola veida sheila menucha v'anula nacha. We should know we're crying, but he's in a good place. He's in a good place. Chalash daiti alayu v'shapa karayu. Rav Ashi got really sad and depressed when he heard all of this discussion. Maybe it wasn't. Rashi says d'haim adami l'shal heves v'ila veida. People are calling, say there was going to be a fire, and this one said he's going to be lost. So he got a little depressed. And when Rav Ashi gets depressed because of you, that's not good. V'shapa karayu, their legs became backwards. Either their right and left legs got switched, or the front of their leg and the back of their leg, somehow they became crippled. Hahu yoma loasilis aspute. And on the day that Rav Ashi died, they weren't able to come to be maspid him. Because of their cripple. V'ayinu d'amar Rav Ashi, lo bar kipa kalas, lo bar avin kalas. And that's what said in a different, totally different context. Rav Ashi was giving a shir in Hilchas Chalitza. He said, you know, like those two people, they can't do Chalitza, halachically, because they don't have proper legs. V'cholta na'alo me'al ragla. Rava kaviyasa l'diglas, when Rava came to the Tigris, amar le'la bar avin, kum ema milsa. Get up and say something. He's about to cross. He wanted a bracha for his safety. So tell me, say something. Koi v'omar, bo rov shlishas b'mayim. Right, a third of the people have already come in water. What does that mean? Rashi says, Yisrael is nikru shlishas, and rov is shakal like rov. Right, so like rov of the Jewish people are about to come in the water. Zachar v'rachim, please have rachmanis. Ta'inu me'acharecha ki'ishim i'bayla. We've strayed from you, Hashem. Al tazichenu ka'os me'mara. Don't forget us. Don't forget us. Okay. Chanin, Yochanan, Zira, Abba, Yaakov, Yossi, Shmuel, Chaya, Menachem, Simin. All these stories that were to be told about these people. About two lines about each person. Rabbi Chanan, Chasid, Benesia, Havi. He was the son-in-law of the Nasi. Lo, Ka, Havi, Le, Bani. He didn't have kids. Boy, Rachmi, Havi, Le. Finally, he had kids. Hahu, Yoma, Davi, Noch, Nafshe. The Havi, Le, Noch, Nafshe. And he died the day his son was born. Terrible tragedy. This maspid said, our simcha has turned to tragedy. Happiness and yagon have become together. On the day of our simcha, we're groaning. On the day that this baby had chayin, he lost the one that was right davened for him. And they named him Chanan. In the Chanan, I'll shame the father. Kinoach Nafshi, the Rav Yochanan, and there are a lot of riots to that from that story. Are we allowed to name after a person that was died young, all different days, something that a terrible tragedy happened? So from here, it sounds like yes. Chanan. Maybe it's a little, the name was a little switched. Chanin and Chanan. Kinoach Nafshi, the Rav Yochanan, Patsak Le Rav Yisrael ben Elazar, Kashar Yom Yisrael, Kiyom Boy Hashemesh Betzarayim. Today is so difficult, like the day the sun sets in the afternoon. Dechse Bayamahu Bevesi Hashemesh Betzarayim. Va'amar Rav Yochanan, Ze Yomoshel Yoshio. So Rav Yochanan said it about Yoshio, they said it about Rav Yochanan. I saw in the Margolis Hashas. Why dafka in the afternoon? Because Rabbi Yochanan had an unbelievably long life. Some say he lived 180 years. Some say he lived 500 years. All different days, how long Rabbi Yochanan lived. But they say it's as if he died in the afternoon. It's as if he died like in the middle of the day. Like we didn't get to learn from him what we should have learned from him. Right? That's the emphasis of Saharayim. Every detail here has message. We just don't have time to go through every detail. Kinoach Rachi de Rabbi Yochanan, Yasser Rabbi Amma Shiv of Ishloshim. Rabbi Ami sat Shiv in Ishloshim. Am Rabbi Abba Bredu Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Rabbi Ami Da'ava Lagarmi Hu Da'aved. That's not halacha l'maisa. He just did that himself. One day, you're not supposed to sit shiv and shloshim. This story we already had in Megillah. How Eretz Shinar HaRabbi Alada, Rabbi Zeira, remember he made Aliyah. He was born in Bavel, Eretz Tzvi Gidla Shashueha, and Eretz Yisrael raised him. Oy nala. Amra Rekes. Rekes, which might have been Tveria or a different place, cries for her. Kiyavda Klei Chandasa, because she has lost her treasure. Kinoach Navshe, the Rebbe Avo, Achisu Amudei de Kesei Rimaya, the pillars of Kesar spewed out water when Rebbe Avo died, as if they were crying. The Rebbe Yossi, Shafu Marzvei de Tzipori Dama, the gutters of Tzipori spewed out blood. Might have meant like little water with a little red tint. Amazing. Rabbi Yaakov is Chamiyu Kochvei B'Yamama. When Rabbi Yaakov died, stars were seen by day. Right? Because when the sun is out, you can't see stars. When the sun sets, then the stars come out. The great one died. Rabbi Asi Iakru Kalilana. When Rabbi Asi died, there was a terrible storm and all the trees got uprooted. Rabbi Chia Nachisu Kipe Denura Mirakia. There were meteors. There were fires from heaven shooting down. Rabbi Menachem Bar Simai Ishtiyu Tzalmanaya V'Havi L'Machletzaya. All the idols were flattened and became like rugs. Rabbi Tanchum Barchia is Katitzu Kolin D'Artaya. All statues were chopped away, or magically when he died. Rabbi Yashiv Ichtiru Shivin Machtarta Ben Arda. An opposite. When Rabbi Yashiv died, his protection of the city left. There were 70 tunnels in Naharda that were uncovered. Rabbi Hamnuna Nachisu Kipe Debardame Rakia. Also, pieces of rock fell down from heaven. Rabbi Rav Yosef Nashuku Kipe the Prasa Hadadi. Rabbi Rava Nashu Kipe the Diglas Hadadi. There were terrible storms, so the supports of the bridges, came to each other, meaning the bridges were damaged. Kinoach Nafshi, the Rav Misharshi, Toun Dikli Shitzi. When Rav Misharshi died, the palm trees all of a sudden grew thorns, meaning all of nature was affected when all these great rabbis died. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, Tanur Rabbanu, we'll pick up on, again, we'll upload from last cycle, and we'll pick up after Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.